road traffic inspectors. And then international news, Burkina Faso military accused of killing over 100 civilians in massacre.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government says that 75 people have been arrested in connection with the theft of medicines in public health institutions across the country. Speaking at a joint press briefing with the Ministers of Health and Foreign Affairs, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, has revealed that 27 of the suspects have already been convicted. He said among those arrested are five Ministry of Health employees allegedly linked to a wider syndicate involved in pilfering government medicines. Mr. Mwimbu says the arrests followed a nationwide operation targeting more than 400 pharmaceutical and health institutions suspected of engaging in illegal activities related to medicine pilferage. Mr. Mwimbu has also announced that a forensic audit into the theft of medicines and medical supplies by PricewaterhouseCoopers has been completed and handed over to national security agencies for further action. He said the audit was launched in response to growing concerns from both cooperating partners and the Zambian public.
In line with the investigation into procurement irregularities at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency and several pharmaceutical facilities at a number of locations countrywide, the task force raided 401 facilities, leading to the arrest of 75 individuals for various offenses under the Medicine and Allied Substances Act and the Penal Code. Out of those arrested, 27 individuals have already been convicted and fined in accordance with the penalties prescribed by the mentioned laws. And that notably, five of the arrested individuals were linked to the Minister of Health, suggesting an organized syndicate responsible for pilfering government medicine.
Meanwhile, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, has reaffirmed government's commitment to working with cooperating partners and also emphasized the importance of using formal communication channels when engaging with the public.
The government remained appreciative of the support rendered by all cooperating partners with whom it enjoys a constructive engagement in the event of misunderstanding. We reiterate, they are already clear existing channels of cooperation, channels of communication and channels of engagement which must at all material times be resorted to before any other means of communication are addressed. So we remain open to looking at all matters that concern our relationship with our cooperating partners in an open and transparent manner.
And in a related development, Tonso Alliance Chairperson and former President Edgar Lungu has expressed shock over the scale of theft and corruption highlighted by U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez. He has described the revelation as a slap in the face to every Zambian, as it is the ordinary citizen who will ultimately suffer due to the potential drug shortages caused by the withdrawal of USAID. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, Mr. Lungu has expressed concern that President Hakainde Hichilema and the New Dawn government have consistently refused to take responsibility for any wrongdoing, instead blaming the PF and past administrations. He said the period in question, as clearly stated by Ambassador Gonzalez, spans from late 2021 to 2023, which falls squarely under the UPND administration, and they must take responsibility. The former president has also criticized the government's response to Ambassador Gonzalez's revelations, calling it an insult to the 19 million citizens who entrusted them with power. Mr. Lungu has since appealed to President Hichilema to focus on addressing the current situation rather than dwelling on the past. Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali has issued a 30-day ultimatum to the Road Transport and Safety Agency to begin enforcing the introduction of road traffic inspectors as part of efforts to improve road safety across the country. Speaking during the commemoration of the 8th United Nations Global Road Safety Week, Mr. Tayali has reaffirmed government's commitment to investing in safer road infrastructure. He has urged pedestrians to use designated walkways where available, stating that as simple as it is, this action could save lives. Mr. Tayali has cited bad driver behavior as a key contributor to road accidents, revealing that 48% of the 35,000 road traffic accidents recorded in 2024 involved pedestrians.
To enhance the safety of pedestrians, we have a statutory instrument that speaks to pedestrians refraining from crossing the road while using their phones. This measure is intended to ensure that pedestrians remain alert and responsive to their surroundings when navigating traffic. Pedestrians must use designated walkways wherever available and when walking along the roadside. Let us be patient, vigilant, and respectful. And it's at this juncture that I want to also once again call upon the Road Transport and Safety Agency that the issue of enforcement becomes more paramount.
And RATSA Board Chairperson Alan Mate has expressed concern that while 60% of trips in Zambia are made on foot or by bicycle, pedestrian and cycling infrastructure remains largely neglected. Meanwhile, United Nations Development Programme Deputy Resident Representative Laurent Rudasingwa has stressed the urgent need for investment in safer road systems, warning that if no action is taken, over 15,000 lives could be lost to road traffic accidents in Zambia over the next 30 years.
The United Nations Development Programme continues to partner under the hashtag Movements Life campaign, which reminds us that every 24 seconds, someone globally dies on the roads. These aren't just numbers. They represent our children, our parents, our neighbors. The road is a call to action.
Over 1,700 residents of Kachembele village in Nyimba district of Eastern Province are now benefiting from clean and safe tap water following the installation of a 30,000-litre water system by World Vision. Speaking during the inspection of the project in Nyimba today, World Vision Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Community Development Worker Sydney Musowe has explained that the system currently serves four villages, namely Kachembele, Chinzovu, Mambo and Mapoza. He said the project has installed a total of 30 taps strategically placed across the communities. Mr. Msoe has emphasized that the initiative is part of World Vision's ongoing commitment to improving the well-being of people in rural Zambia.
Here where we are at Kachembele village. In Kachembele village, we put up a water mechanized system. The water mechanized system that is here is 30,000 liters. That's the capacity, with a total population of 1,700 people benefiting from the same system. The system has a total of 30 taps, and the system is spread across four villages, which is Kachembele village, Mambo village, Chinzovu and Mapoza village.
And some local beneficiaries have expressed their gratitude for the project, noting the significant positive impact it has already had on their daily lives.
Nishina langa ndine Ngezani Piri, ni Headman Mambo. Nikuka mbapo kwangu vaneo, nikuyamikira kwa mbiri, chimene boma, na wawa divisione pae, waika manja pamozi. Ulibe kutika peno nkafutike manzi ya.
Uneeri dhabi sakala, karamuzima Kachembele. Tuonga zikomo kwa wadi division. Nda ukukufuri kwa tafuma tenzo vuti katema kolo. Manzi tenzo kumantu mana ututuyera.
Tenzo vuti kapate pakwenze matapu. Apomba tukungwa buina bewele matapu.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia and the European Union have further deepened their strategic partnership on critical raw materials, focusing on enhancing mineral resource exploration and mapping to increase knowledge of the country's mineral potential. Speaking at the launch of the Pan-AfGeo Zambia window kickoff meeting in Lusaka, EU team leader to Zambia, Massimo Bonannini, has emphasized that the EU's efforts to secure the Zambia country window by ensuring a substantial budget for a wide range of activities. Mr. Bonannini has highlighted that